This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. In a push to empower grassroots communities and strengthen rural livelihoods, the government of Meghalaya has initiated the disbursement of nearly 19 crore rupees in financial grants to producer groups under its flagship Farmers Collectivization for Upscaling Production and Marketing Systems program. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma had led the disbursal ceremony recently. The focus scheme has made significant strides across both Garo Hills and Khasi Jayantia Hills, ensuring inclusive growth throughout Meghalaya. Together, these regions have seen close to 120 crore rupees disbursed to more than 22,000 producer groups, positively impacting around 2.1 lakh rural households. The Tripura government has decided to give jobs to the next of kin of the victims of political violence in the erstwhile Left Front government. Tripura Power Minister Ratanlal Nath said, as of now, 39 petitions have been received by the state government. The district magistrates and superintendents of police will verify the petitions. Based on their reports, the recommendations will be made by a committee to provide government jobs to eligible family members of the victims. Presently, 18 petitioners have got jobs in various departments. 5 more applications are under consideration. As part of a government scheme under the District Mineral Foundation, 200 computers were distributed to 14 secondary and high secondary schools in West Jayantia Hills district of Meghalaya. The initiative, led by Deputy Commissioner's Office, aims to enhance digital literacy and educational quality. Joy MLA Wailat Mickey Shilla handed over the devices during a ceremony at the DC's office recently. A Microsoft-supported certification course for teachers will follow in Phase 2 to promote computer science enrollment and digital inclusion in the region. In Mizoram, the Assam Rifles and other law enforcing agencies have seized drugs valued at 11.53 crore rupees and arrested 5 drug peddlers, including 2 women, when the contraband was being moved from Vaseke to Lumley. In 2 other separate operations, the Assam Rifles troops also seized foreign origin cigarettes valued at 81 lakh rupees and arrested 3 persons with heroin valued at 29 lakh rupees from Champai district. In a bid to enhance road safety, the Nongpo traffic branch carried out an overnight checking operation along NH6, focusing on curbing drug transport, drunk driving, illegal parking, and traffic violations. Officers were stationed at key points between Guwahati and Shillong, ensuring close monitoring of vehicles. Officials emphasized that such drives aim to deter unsafe practices and safeguard commuters. More surprise checks are expected as part of the ongoing effort to uphold traffic discipline and public safety. The Indian Institute of Management Shillong, in collaboration with the Competition Commission of India, organized a regional workshop on competition law at its Umsauli campus recently. It drew legal experts, academics and students to discuss market fairness and regulation. CCI Chairperson Ravneet Kaur delivered the keynote address, emphasizing the need for future business leaders to understand the implications of anti-competitive practices. Professor Nalini Prabhab Tripathi, director in charge of IIM Shillong, underscored the importance of integrating competition law into management education. The workshop explored recent amendments to the Competition Act 2002, including new regulatory tools and the growing impact of artificial intelligence on market dynamics. And the Cherry Blossom Festival 2025 is set to return in full bloom to Shillong from the 14th to 15th November this year. It promises an electrifying mix of international music, citywide cultural events and immersive crowd experiences. This year's edition will bring the festival back to the heart of Shillong with pop-up experiences and cultural installations planned across the city, highlighting Ward's Lake and other heritage venues. The main concerts will take place at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. Meanwhile, on World Music Day, the Season 3 of the CM Meghalaya Grassroots Music Project was launched by Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. He emphasized the government's commitment to nurturing Meghalaya's creative economy. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.